بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الدرس التاسع، the ninth lesson. This is the second recording for the ninth lesson. The first recording consisted of the main rules being introduced in the ninth lesson, and then the كلمات الجديدة, the new words that are introduced in the ninth lesson. This recording will contain the recitation of the two passages that are marked in this textbook as Alif and then Ba. Recitation or reading of these two along with their meanings, and then going through the tamarin question and answers and giving reasons as to why you form the answers. However, I'm not going to go into much detail with each and every one of these, but rather what I would do is in the beginning of each tamarin explain the rule and then point out as you go along to where this rule comes into each and every question. Also, because this lesson is so long, therefore it's actually better to go through it rather quickly, and then what you can do is listen and look at the question and answers and then come back at the end and see how you go trying these by yourself without any help from the audio. The faqra alif, the first passage, the alif passage alif, it reads as follows. Now, the most important rule for this whole lesson is to keep in mind the rule of na'at and man'ut. Na'at is an adjective and man'ut is the word that it is describing. An example of that was at-tuffahu al-ladhidhu fi thallajati. At-tuffahu al-ladhidhu fi thallajati. The delicious apple is in the fridge. The delicious apple at-tuffahu al-ladhidhu is na'at and man'ut. Na'at adjective is al-ladhidhu, and man'ut, the word being described, is at-tuffahu. The rules that we learnt is the adjective al-ladhidhu must be the same as the man'ut at-tuffahu in three respects. At-tuffahu, if it's ma'rifa, meaning if it has alif lam, if it is definite, then the adjective al-ladhidhu should also have alif lam and should be ma'rifa. Second, if at-tuffahu, the man'ut, is marfu', meaning it has dhamma at the end of the word, then the na'at, the adjective, should also be marfu', meaning have dhamma at the end of the word. But if at-tuffah, the man'ut, had fatha or kasra, then the na'at, the adjective, will also, al-ladhidh, will also have fatha and kasra. Important thing is the adjective follows the man'ut in three things. First, they should both be ma'rifa, or they should both be nakira. Second, they should both have dhamma, or they should both have fatha, or they should both have kasra. Third, they should both be either mudhakkar, masculine, or mu'annath, feminine. Usually mu'annath, feminine, is done by adding a ta marbuta at the end, and you know that the word is mu'annath usually if ta marbuta comes at the end of the word. So at-tuffahu is mudhakkar, there is no feminine ta marbuta at the end. Therefore al-ladhidhu remains as al-ladhidhu and does not have a ta marbuta at the end, and it stays as mudhakkar. So the three things to remember when you're forming an adjective such as at-tuffahu al-ladhidhu is they should both be ma'rifa or nakira. Number two, they should both have the same sign, dhamma, fatha, or kasra. Number three, they should both be either mudhakkar or they should both be mu'annath. Keep this rule in mind as we go through this, and this forming of adjective you will find is one of the most common of the rules in the Arabic language. And in this lesson, if you go through the two passages alif and ba and then the exercises, you will find that you get quite a lot of practice at this rule. And therefore, not only should you be listening to this audio, but also once you finish with the audio, try to do each and every one of these question and answers by yourself, but not don't just stop there, but try to, when you see a question and a possible answer, see if you can make different other possible answers too and make other sentences of the same pattern using and replacing it with other vocabulary, other words. The more you do it, of course, the more practice and better you will be at using and making sentences in Arabic. So once again, this is the main rule we're going to encounter in the rest of this lesson. So I'm not going to explain it every time. However, I would like you to pay attention to these three particular points when you're dealing with na'at and man'ut. If the man'ut is mudhakkar, masculine, the na'at should be masculine, or vice versa. If it's mu'annath, you should add a ta' marbuta to the na'at and make it mu'annath. Number two, if the man'ut is ma'rifa, meaning it has al, the definite particle, then the na'at should also be ma'rifa and have al. Number three, if the man'ut has dhamma, the na'at should have dhamma. If the man'ut has fatha, the na'at should also have fatha, and likewise with kasra, they should both have the same sign. An example sentence was التُفَّاحُ اللَّذِيذُ فِي الثَّلَّاجَةِ. The delicious apple is in the refrigerator. You can make فِي الثَّلَّاجَةِ and add a na'at to it as well, and say فِي الثَّلَّاجَةِ الْكَبِيرَةِ, فِي الثَّلَّاجَةِ الْكَبِيرَةِ, or فِي الثَّلَّاجَةِ الْجَدِيدَةِ, and so on. Now let's look at the faqra alif, the first passage, and then the faqra alif, the passage alif, will have na'at and man'ut that are nakira without the alif lam, and the faqra ba that comes afterwards will have na'at and man'ut that are ma'rifa and have alif lam. This is the main difference between the two faqra. The faqra alif, the first passage alif, passage alif, it reads as follows. Man, now pay attention to the na'at and man'ut and to the three rules about na'at, that it should be the same as man'ut. من هذا الرجل, who is this man? هو عباس, he is عباس. عباس تاجر, عباس is a businessman. عباس تاجر غني, تاجر غني, a rich businessman. تاجر is منعوت, غني is نعت. And notice here, the منعوت تاجر, in the three respects, it is the same as the na'at ghaniyun. Tajirun does not have al, therefore ghaniyun does not have al. Tajirun is mudhakkar and doesn't have ta marbuta, therefore ghaniyun is mudhakkar and does not have ta marbuta. Third, tajirun has dhamma, therefore ghaniyun also has dhamma. Tajirun ghaniyun, a rich businessman. Abbasun, tajirun ghaniyun, Abbas is a rich businessman. Hamidun mudarrisun, Hamid is a teacher. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun, Hamid is a new teacher. Notice again, mudarrisun jadidun, mudarris is man'ut, jadidun is na'at. Both of them do not have alif lam, and both of them are mudhakkar, and both of them have dhamma. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun, Hamid is a new teacher. ما هذا, what is this? هذا تفاح, this is an apple. هذا تفاح. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة, فاكهة لذيذة. The apple is a delicious fruit. فاكهة is a fruit. It is مؤنث because it finishes with a تاء مربوطة. Therefore its adjective لذيذ, you would add a ta marbuta at the end to make it mu'annath as well, just like fakihatun has ta marbuta at the end and is a mu'annath feminine. So both of them should be feminine with ta marbuta at the end. Fakihatun ladhidhatun. Since fakihatun man'ut is nakira, does not have alif lam, therefore ladhidhatun will not have alif lam, and both of them have dhamma as well. At-tufahu fakihatun ladhidhatun. The apple is a delicious fruit. ما ذلك, what is that? ذلك عصفور, ذلك عصفور. عصفور is a little bird that is called sparrow. عصفور is a sparrow, a little bird, and bird in Arabic is طائر, bird in Arabic is طائر, and that's in the next sentence. العصفور طائر صغير, العصفور طائر صغير. The sparrow is a small bird. طائرٌ, bird, صغيرٌ, small. طائرٌ, صغيرٌ. Again, notice the na'at and man'ut. Since man'ut طائرٌ is nakira, does not have al, therefore its na'at is also nakira and does not have al. Likewise, the man'ut is mudhakkar, therefore the na'at صغير is mudhakkar. Man'ut طائر has dhamma, therefore صغير, the na'at also has dhamma. طائرٌ, صغيرٌ. العصفورُ طائرٌ, صغيرٌ. Next, let's look at a man'ut that is feminine, mu'annath, and its na'at will also have a ta' marbuta at the end and become mu'annath as well. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Lughatun sahlatun. Lughatun, a language. Sahlun, sahl means easy. But since lughatun has a ta' marbuta at the end, so sahl must have a ta' marbuta at the end as well. So we say lughatun sahlatun. The lughatun is nakira without alif lam, therefore sahl is also nakira without alif lam. Lughatun has dhamma, therefore sahl also has dhamma. Sahlatun has dhamma. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. The Arabic is an easy language. The next sentence, Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. The Arabic is a beautiful language. Jamilun means beautiful. But since lughatun is mu'annath and finishes with a ta' marbuta, it is feminine. Therefore, jamilun, we transform it into feminine by adding a ta' marbuta at the end, and we make it jamilatun. Lughatun jamilatun. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. The Arabic is a beautiful language. And again, lughatun jamilatun, in all three respects, they are identical. Lughatun is nakira without alif lam. Jamilatun is also nakira. Lughatun is mu'annath, finishes with a ta marbuta, therefore jamilatun is also mu'annath. Lughatun finishes with a dhamma, therefore jamilatun also finishes with a dhamma. Remember these three things whenever you form an adjective, na'at, for a man'ut. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. The next sentence, عمار طالب مجتهد ومحمود طالب كسلان. عمار is a hard-working student and محمود is a lazy student. عمار طالب مجتهد ومحمود طالب كسلان. كسلان is lazy. And as I said earlier in the first recording, كسلان is one of those words that does not have تنوين at the end. It only has one dhamma. Therefore, طالب, even though it has تنوين, because there's no alif lam, كسلان will not have تنوين. It will just have one dhamma. But again, the three rules are met here. طالب, the man'ut, does not have al. It is mudhakkar and does not have ta marbuta at the end, and it has dhamma at the end. Therefore, kaslanu has all the three things, meaning it is nakira without alif lam, it is mudhakkar, therefore no ta at the end, and it has dhamma just like talibun has dhamma. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun wa mahmudun talibun kaslanu. Man anta, who are you? Ana talibun, I am a student. أأنت طالب جديد؟ Are you a new student? أأنت طالب جديد؟ Are you a new student? Again, where is the نعت المنعوت in the sentence? They are طالب جديد. The منعوت is طالب and the نعت is جديد. Can you see how in all the three respects the جديد is the same as طالب? Both of them do not have أل. Both of them do not have ta marbuta. Both of them have dhamma. أأنت طالب جديد؟ نعم أنا طالب جديد. You could try this by asking others that you're learning Arabic with. Ask them, أأنت طالب جديد؟ أأنت طالبة جديدة؟ أأنت مدرس جديد؟ أأنت طالب قديم؟ And you can reply, نعم أنا طالب قديم. Or you can say, لا أنا طالب جديد. The more questions you ask each other, the more realistic your Arabic learning will be as well. And you can use different vocabulary that you have learnt. You could say, for example, أنت مهندس جديد. And you might say, لا أنا طالب جديد. And so on. Once again, I'll read the passage once right through and see if you can understand the meaning before we move on to the tamarin. Man hadha ar-rajulu, pay attention to the na'at and man'ut, which is the focus of this lesson. Man hadha ar-rajulu huwa abbasun. Abbasun tajirun. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. Hamidun mudarrisun. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun. Ma hadha tuffahun. At-tuffahu فاكهة لذيذة. You could try that with other things around the room as well and see if you can make sentences. ما هذا؟ هذا مكتب. المكتب كبير. المكتب كبير. This is as much as you can make at this stage for a sentence such as this, but you may be able to make other sentences of this type as well. For example, من هذا؟ هذا رجل. هذا مدرس. And then you can say المدرس رجل كبير, for example. المدرس رجل شهير. He is a famous teacher, and so on. ما ذلك؟ ذلك عصفور. العصفور طائر صغير. العربية لغة سهلة. العربية لغة جميلة. عمار طالب مجتهد ومحمود طالب كسلان. عمار طالب مجتهد ومحمود طالب كسلان. من أنت؟ أنا طالب. أأنت طالب جديد؟ نعم، أنا طالب جديد. You could try reading the passage yourself until you feel a bit more comfortable and then move on to the tamarin. The first of the tamarin asks you to do iqra' waktub. Iqra' is fi'l amr, it's a command verb, and notice the command verbs end with a sukun at the end, whereas a past tense verb, al-fi'l madi, the past tense verb, and usually with a fatha such as dhahaba, kharaja, qara'a, whereas fi'l amr would end with a sukun. Iqra' waktub, uktub, both are fi'l amr, commanding verbs, read and write. Now in these sentences, as you read them, pay attention to the na'at and man'ut. Whatever the man'ut sign is, make sure that the na'at has the same sign as well. The first sentence, and pay attention to this as we read through it. Muhammadun talibun qadimun. Muhammadun talibun qadimun. Muhammad is an old student. Talibun qadimun is na'at and man'ut. Adhalika ar-rajulu mudarrisun jadidun. Is that man a new teacher? A new teacher, na'at man'ut, mudarrisun jadidun. Mudarrisun jadidun. Adhalika ar-rajulu mudarrisun jadidun. La, huwa tabibun jadidun. No, he is tabibun jadidun, a new doctor. Na'at and man'ut. Jadidun is the adjective na'at, and tabibun is the man'ut, the one that is being described. They're both the same in three respects. They both do not have al, they're both mudhakkar, and they both have dhamma at the end, the same sign. Hatha darsun sahlun. This is an easy lesson. Hatha darsun sahlun. Darsun sahlun is an easy lesson. Sahl is the adjective na'at and dars is the man'ut. They're both the same in all those three respects as we said earlier. Hatha darsun sahlun. Next sentence. Abbasun tajirun shahirun. Abbasun tajirun shahirun. Abbas is a famous businessman. A famous businessman are na'at and man'ut. Famous, shahir, is the adjective na'at, and businessman, tajir, is the man'ut. They both have to be the same in the three respect. Since man'ut does not have al, the na'at does not have al. Since man'ut is mudhakkar and doesn't have ta marbuta at the end, likewise the na'at is mudhakkar. Since man'ut has dhamma, na'at also has dhamma. Abbasun tajirun shahirun. Abbas is a famous businessman. Fifth sentence. Bilalun muhandisun kabirun. Bilal is a big engineer. Bilalun muhandisun kabirun. Muhandisun kabirun, na'at and man'ut. Kabirun is na'at, muhandisun is man'ut. They're both the same in all those three respects. Next sentence. Al-Inkliziyatu lughatun sa'batun. Al-Inkliziyatu lughatun sa'batun. Notice Al-Inkliziyatu is mubtada, lughatun is khabar. الإنجليزية لغة. The English is a language. But we're saying in this sentence a hard language, a difficult language. So difficult language is na'at and man'ut. Difficult is the adjective na'at and the man'ut is language. Sa'batun is na'at and lughatun is man'ut, the word that is being described. So al-inkliziyatu lughatun sa'batun. Sa'batun, difficult. Because lughatun is mu'annath, finishing with a ta marbuta, therefore we made sa'bun into sa'batun, mu'annath. Al-inkliziyatu lughatun sa'batun. The English is a difficult language. The next sentence. A'anta rajulun ghaniyun? Are you a rich man? Rajulun ghaniyun, rich man. Rich is the na'at and rajulun, man, is the man'ut. Both of them are the same in the three respects again. Rajulun ghaniyun. A'anta rajulun ghaniyun? Are you a rich man? La. Ana rajulun faqirun. No, I am rajulun faqirun, a poor man. Rajulun is man'ut and the faqirun is na'at. Since rajulun does not have al, faqirun also does not have al. Rajulun, the man'ut, is mudhakkar. Therefore, faqirun, the na'at, is also mudhakkar and doesn't have ta marbuta at the end. Rajulun is khabar and therefore it has a dhamma. So since rajulun, the man'ut, has dhamma, therefore its adjective na'at, faqirun, will also have dhamma. Rajulun faqirun. The next sentence, Al-Qahiratu, the Cairo. Al-Qahiratu is Cairo, the city in Egypt. Al-Qahiratu Madinatun Kabiratun. Madinatun, a city. Kabiratun, large. Al-Qahiratu, Cairo, is Madinatun Kabiratun, a large city. Madinatun, city, in Arabic, is a mu'annath. It's a feminine word, because it ends with a ta marbuta. Therefore, its adjective, any adjective you find, you form for Madinatun, should also have a ta marbuta and be feminine. Therefore, kabirun, you transform it into kabiratun. Madinatun kabiratun. Al-Qahiratu Madinatun kabiratun. The next sentence. A'anta mudarrisun qadimun? A'anta mudarrisun qadimun. Can you guess the meaning of this sentence? A'anta, are you mudarrisun qadimun, an old teacher? Mudarrisun is the man'ut, qadimun is the na'at. A'anta mudarrisun qadimun, are you an old teacher? La, ana mudarrisun jadidun. No, I am a new teacher. A new teacher is again na'at and man'ut. New is the na'at, the adjective. Man'ut is the mudarris. Since mudarris is mudhakkar, jadid is also mudhakkar. Man'ut, mudarris, does not have al, therefore jadid does not have al. And mudarris is khabar and has dhamma, therefore jadid also has dhamma. Mudarrisun jadidun. La, ana mudarrisun jadidun. The last sentence. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Is Hamid a lazy student? Lazy student here is na'at and man'ut. Lazy is the adjective na'at, and what is it describing? The talibun, the student. It's therefore that's the man'ut. So since man'ut is nakira, no al, therefore kaslan is nakira, no al. Man'ut is mudhakkar, talibun, therefore its adjective kaslanu is also mudhakkar and no ta marbuta at the end. Man'ut talibun is marfu', meaning it ends with dhamma. Therefore, kaslanu is also marfu' and it ends with dhamma. Talibun kaslanu. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Is Hamid a lazy student? La, huwa talibun mujtahidun. No, huwa, he is talibun mujtahidun, a hard-working student. Talibun mujtahidun, a hard-working student. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu, la, huwa talibun mujtahidun. I'll read the sentences one more time. Pay attention to these things again, and then after, see if you can read them yourself the way they are meant to be read, paying attention to the na'at and man'ut. Muhammadun talibun qadimun. Adhalika ar-rajulu mudarrisun jadidun? La, هو طبيب جديد. هذا درس سهل. عباس تاجر شهير، بلال مهندس كبير. الإنجليزية لغة صعبة، أأنت رجل غني؟ لا، أنا رجل فقير. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة، أأنت مدرس قديم؟ لا، أنا مدرس جديد. أحامد طالب كسلان؟ لا، هو طالب مجتهد. The more you listen to this, the easier it will be for you to understand Arabic in its original, and as you begin to understand quicker and easier and more fluently, therefore, likewise, along with that, you will be able to speak yourself and make sentences yourself just as easily the way you hear them as well. That's the benefit of listening to the Arabic being read to you as well. The tamrin athani, the next tamrin, what this tamrin asks you to do is it gives you the whole sentence and it leaves a blank in place of the adjective, the na'at. What you do, what you are required to do is look at the man'ut, and if the man'ut is mu'annath, make the na'at mu'annath by adding ta marbuta at the end. If the man'ut is mudhakkar, then choose a mudhakkar na'at as well, but without having ta marbuta at the end. And of course, both of them do not have al, and both of them have dhamma. The question asks you, and try reading this yourself because it helps you. Although you won't understand every aspect of the sentence, it says, da' fil faraghi. Da' is fi'l amr, command verb, meaning put down. Fil faraghi, in the blank. Fil jumali al-atiyati. Fil jumali, in the sentences. Al-atiyati, the following. Na'tan munasiban, a suitable na'at, a suitable adjective. Put in the blanks in the following sentences a suitable adjective. And the important thing is to make the adjective mudhakkar or mu'annath depending on the man'ut, whether it's mudhakkar or mu'annath. Try these yourself if you want to before you listen to it, and with each sentence try to form more than one possible adjectives if you can think of them. Khadijatu طالبة شهيرة. خديجة طالبة شهيرة. خديجة is a famous student. خديجة طالبة مجتهدة. خديجة طالبة مجتهدة. خديجة is a hard-working student. خديجة طالبة جديدة. خديجة is a new student. Notice how we're putting ta at the end of whatever na'at we choose, because طالبةٌ is مؤنث, therefore we make the na'at مؤنث. خديجة طالبة قديمة. خديجة is an old student. خالد تاجر قديم. خالد is an old businessman. خالد تاجر كبير. خالد is a big businessman. تاجر كبير. خالد تاجر شهير. خالد is a famous businessman. خالد تاجر غني. خالد is a rich businessman. العربية لغة سهلة. لغة مؤنث, therefore سهلة with a ta at the end, مؤنث. العربية لغة سهلة. Another possibility, العربية لغة جميلة. The Arabic is a beautiful language. العربية لغة جميلة. The next sentence, العصفور طائر صغير. العصفور طائر صغير. The sparrow is a small bird. You can also say العصفور طائر جميل. The sparrow is a beautiful bird. العصفور طائر جميل. The next sentence, التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. The apple is a delicious fruit. فاكهة is مؤنث, therefore the adjective نعت should also be مؤنث. Instead of لذيذ we say لذيذة. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. Next sentence, أنا مدرس جديد. I am a new teacher. أنا مدرس جديد. أنا مدرس قديم. أنا مدرس غني. أنا مدرس فقير. أنا مدرس مجتهد. أنا مدرس شهير. and so on. The next sentence, Muhammadun Tabibun Shahirun. Tabibun Shahirun, a famous doctor. Muhammadun Tabibun Shahirun. Other possible sentences you can make, Muhammadun Tabibun Mujtahidun. Muhammadun Tabibun Ghaniyun. Muhammadun Tabibun Jadidun, and so on. The next one, Al-Inkliziyatu Lughatun Sa'batun. The English is a difficult language. Al-Inkliziyatu Lughatun Sa'batun. You can also say, Al-Inkliziyatu Lughatun Shahiratun. Shahiratun, famous. Shahirun is mudhakkar. You add a ta marbuta, shahiratun, because lughatun is mu'annath with a ta marbuta at the end. Al-Inkliziyatu lughatun shahiratun. A-anta talibun kaslanu? A-anta talibun kaslanu? And you can also say, A-anta talibun jadidun? Are you a new student? The last sentence in this exercise, Al-Qahiratu Madinatun Jamilatun. Al-Qahiratu Madinatun Jamilatun. Notice Madinatun has ta marbuta at the end, is mu'annath, therefore its na'at should also be mu'annath with ta marbuta at the end. Al-Qahiratu Madinatun Jamilatun. Al-Qahiratu Madinatun Kabiratun. Al-Qahiratu Madinatun Qadimatun. These are three sentences you can already make about Cairo. Try doing the same about other cities that you know of. The next tamrin, al-thalith, the third exercise, it gives you the na'at, the adjective, and it asks you to put the man'ut that is suitable to it. So notice, if the adjective is mu'annath, that means you will be searching for a man'ut that is also mu'annath, feminine, and vice versa. The question asks you, ضع, that's fi'l amr, command verb, it's saying to put down. What to put down? ضع في المكان الخالي, in the empty space, في الجمل الآتية, in the following sentences, man'ut munasiban, a suitable man'ut. العربية لغة سهلة. العربية لغة سهلة. Next, أنا طبيب قديم. Or أنا مدرس قديم. Or أنا طالب قديم. And so on. The next sentence, عمار تاجر غني. عمار تاجر غني. See if you can make other sentences yourself, such as عمار مهندس غني, and so on. The next sentence, هذا مكتب مكسور. هذا مكتب مكسور. Or you can say هذا قلم مكسور. هذا قلم مكسور. This is a broken pen. هذا مكتب مكسور. This is a broken desk. And the last sentence, فيصل طالب كسلان. فيصل طالب كسلان. فيصل is a lazy student. Notice, كسلان is one of those words that does not take تنوين. Therefore, we only say كسلان and we don't say تنوين un at the end of that word. فيصل طالب كسلان. The تمرين الرابع, the fourth exercise, it says, it asks you to do اقرأ. اقرأ is another فعل أمر, command verb. All command verbs, notice, usually they end with a سكون. Usually they end with a سكون. اقرأ, read. كسلان, lazy. جوعان, hungry. Notice both of these words finish with ألف نون, and both of these words do not have a تنوين. So it's saying that words such as this, which describe the situation of a person or something that is for a brief moment and not permanent, such words as these ones, which finish with Alif Noon at the end, they do not take Tanween. They do not take Tanween Instead, you just put one sign, one vowel sign, one dhamma or one fatha. So you say kaslanu, lazy; jaw'anu, hungry; atshanu, thirsty; ghadbanu, angry; mal'anu, filled up or full. Let's look at these words being used in sentences. The first of the four sentences below, ana jaw'anu, I am hungry. Ana jaw'anu, I am hungry. The second sentence, a anta jaw'anu, la ana atshanu. A anta jaw'anu, are you hungry? La, no, ana atshanu, I am thirsty. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? Why is the teacher angry today? اليوم with a fatha is today. اليوم with a dhamma is the day. اليوم the day. اليوم means today or this day. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? Why is the teacher angry today? In order to understand this sentence, try putting a finger on لماذا and another finger on اليوم. What's the sentence left in between? It's a simple مبتدا and خبر. المدرس غضبان, the teacher is angry. Remove لماذا, the finger from it, then you read لماذا المدرس غضبان. Why is the teacher angry? اليوم, today. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? And the last sentence, الكوب ملآن, the glass is filled. الكوب ملآن, the glass is full. الكلمات الجديدة, these were covered in the first recording along with the principles introduced in this lesson, so I won't go through the meanings now. I'll just go through the word with just a brief example of a sentence with them. You can try the same yourself. اللغة, you can say العربية لغة شهيرة. شهير, again. المدينة, القاهرة مدينة شهيرة. المدينة, the same word used already, you can say القاهرة مدينة قديمة. Or you can say المدينة النبوية قديمة. المدينة النبوية جميلة, and so on. الطائر is the bird. الطائر, you can make a sentence by putting it as a man'ut like the ones we've had before. If you wanted to make a na'at and man'ut and say العصفور طائر جميل. العصفور طائر صغير, and so on. اليوم, اليوم with a fatha means today or this day. And we saw a sentence already before, and another sentence of that type would be محمد مجتهد اليوم. محمد مجتهد اليوم. الطالب مجتهد اليوم. The student is hardworking today. كسلان, the opposite. الطالب كسلان اليوم. جوعان, الرجل جوعان. عطشان, الولد عطشان. ملآن, الكوب ملآن. غضبان, المدرس غضبان. العصفور, العصفور طائر. العصفور طائر صغير. اليوم, again, means today, and we've already seen the sentences earlier. Now we come to فقرة باء, the passage باء, and this one is different to the earlier one in that in this one the adjectives that are formed, they are معرفة, meaning they have ألف لام. So let's look at this passage and then the two exercises that follow it. And pay attention again to the na'at and man'ut. Pay attention in this passage to the na'at and man'ut. Aina al-mudarrisu? Where is the teacher? Huwa fil fasli? He is in the classroom. Wa aina al-mudarrisu al-jadidu? Where is the new teacher? Notice since al-mudarrisu has al, it is ma'rifa, therefore its adjective al-jadidu is also ma'rifa with al. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ? هُوَ عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ. He is at the مدير, or he is with the مدير. عند is a ظرف and it describes the position, meaning at or near or with. هو عند المدير, and ظرف finish with a fatha usually as a default, and they are مضاف and the word after it is مضاف إليه and ends with a كسرة. This is like تحت, أمام, and خلف that we have already done before. هو عند المدير. He is with the principal, or he is at the principals. أين الطالب الجديد? Where is the new student? الطالب الجديد, they both have ال, the منعة المنعوت. ذهب إلى المكتبة. ذهب إلى المكتبة. ذهب is فعل ماضي, past tense verb, means he went. إلى المكتبة, to the library. المكتبة with a ta marbuta at the end is a library or a bookshop. ذهب, he went. Who went? الطالب الجديد, from the previous sentence. ذهب إلى المكتبة. من ذلك الرجل الطويل الذي خرج الآن من المدرسة؟ Now, notice in this sentence, if you go back to the first recording, you will remember we introduced the word الذي. الذي means the one who, or the one which. Here, the sentence reads, من who is ذلك الرجل الطويل, that tall man. الرجل الطويل is نعت and منعوت. ذلك الرجل, that is the بدل الرجل that we did earlier as well. من ذلك الرجل, who is that man? من ذلك الرجل الطويل, who is that tall man? That sentence by itself is sufficient. من ذلك الرجل الطويل, who is that tall man? But we can add extra information at the end about that tall man by saying الذي, the one who, and after that comes a whole sentence. It may be a long or a short sentence, and that whole long or short sentence gives a little bit more information about what comes before الذي. من ذلك الرجل الطويل, who is that tall man? الذي, the one who, خرج الآن من المدرسة, went out now from the school. الآن, now, and الآن is a just like اليوم. اليوم finishes with a فتحة and means today. الآن finishes with a فتحة and means now, this moment. خرج is فعل ماضي, past tense verb, just like ذهب. ذهب, he went. خرج, he exited. خرج الآن, he exited now من المدرسة, from the school. So the sentence is, من ذلك الرجل الطويل, who is that tall man, الذي, the one who, خرج الآن, exited now من المدرسة, from the school. هو المدير الجديد, he is the new principal. المدير الجديد, the new principal. المدير, the principal. الجديد is the نعت. Because the منعوت المدير has ال, therefore the نعت الجديد should also have ال. هو المدير الجديد, he is the new principal. ومن الولد الصغير الذي خرج الآن من الفصل. And who is the small boy who left just now from the classroom? ومن الولد الصغير. الولد الصغير is نعت and منعوت. Since the منعوت الولد has معرفة ألف لام, therefore its adjective الصغير has ألف لام as well. ومن الولد الصغير. And who is the small boy? That's enough on its own, but you can add more information about the small boy by saying the one who went out from the classroom just now. الذي خرج الآن من الفصل. ومن الولد الصغير الذي خرج الآن من الفصل. هو ابن المدير. هو ابن المدير. ابن المدير مضاف and مضاف إليه, the son of the principal. الجديد is the نعت, it's the adjective. الجديد is the adjective of what? It is the adjective of المدير. So المدير is has كسرة, Why does المدير have كسرة؟ Because it is مضاف إليه. ابن المديري. ابن المديري. So المديري has كسرة. Therefore its adjective الجديد will also have كسرة. هو ابن المديري الجديدي. He is the son of the new principal. He is the son of the new principal. هو ابن المدير الجديدي. لمن لمن لي means belongs to or for. من is who. لمن means belonging to whom. لمن belonging to who. تلك السيارة that car الجميلة the beautiful. السيارة الجميلة is نعت and منعوت. The منعوت, which one is the منعوت out of the two? السيارة. So السيارة, the منعوت, should have its adjective جميل, beautiful, matching it in three things. Both السيارة has ال, therefore الجميلة should have ال. السيارة is feminine, مؤنث with تاء مربوطة at the end, therefore its adjective الجميلة should have تاء مربوطة at the end. السيارة has ضمة, therefore its adjective نعت الجميلة should have ضمة. تلك السيارة الجميلة, that beautiful car. لمن, belonging to who. So لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة, to whom belongs that new car, that beautiful car, sorry. This sentence, you could just swap it around and you could say تلك السيارة الجميلة لمن, that beautiful car لمن belongs to who. You can put لمن as at the end because that is the خبر. تلك السيارة الجميلة لمن, that beautiful car belongs to who. But because لمن has the question word in it, which is من, therefore it is dragged to the front as is customary in the Arabic language. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة, to whom belongs that beautiful car. Here للمديري, that it, she, meaning the سيارة الجميلة, she or it belongs to the principal. Here للمديري, she is for the principal. الجديدي, new. الجديد is describing its adjective for المدير. So since المدير has كسرة, its adjective الجديد will have كسرة. للمديري الجديدي. المدير has ال, therefore its adjective will have ال. Here للمديري الجديدي. Next sentence. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ You could say also instead هذا الكتاب الكبير لمن؟ هذا الكتاب الكبير, this big book, لمن belongs to who. هذا الكتاب الكبير لمن؟ الكتاب الكبير is نعت منعوت. الكتاب, هذا الكتاب, we did it earlier, الكتاب is the بدل. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ Or هذا الكتاب الكبير لمن؟ Meaning this large book belongs to who. أهو للمدرس. هو للمدرس, it belongs to the teacher. أ means makes it a question. أهو للمدرس, does that belong to the teacher? The answer, لا, no. هو meaning it, what is it referring to? الكتاب الكبير, the big book. هو للطالب الجديد, it belongs to the new student. هو للطالب الجديد, it belongs to the new student. Notice again, الجديد is adjective for الطالب. So because الطالب has كسرة, why does الطالب have كسرة? Because of the حرف الجر لي before it. Since الطالب has كسرة, it is مجرور, meaning مجرور is a noun that ends with a كسرة. Therefore its نعت adjective الجديد should also be مجرور and end with a كسرة. So you say للطالب الجديد, belongs to the new student. The next sentence, أين الملعقة الصغيرة? Where is الملعقة الصغيرة? The small spoon. Again, have a look at the منعوت الملعقة. Then look at the نعت الصغيرة. Notice that the نعت matches the منعوت in the three things. If the منعوت has ال, the نعت also has ال. If the منعوت is feminine with تاء مربوطة, The na'at is also feminine with ta marbuta. If the man'ut has dhamma, so does the na'at and has dhamma. Al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu. Aina al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu. Where is the small spoon? Here, fil-kubi. It is in the glass. Here refers to a feminine object pointed before. Al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu. Here, fil-kubi is in the glass. Fil-kubi is jar majrur. Halful jar fi al-kub has a kasra because of the harful jar fi before it. Here, fil-kubi. Aina al-kursiyu al-maksuru. Aina al-kursiyu al-maksuru. Where is the na'at and man'ut in the sentence al-kursiyu al-maksuru? Notice again, they both match each other in being ma'rifa, having al, in having a dhamma, and in being mudhakkar and not having ta marbuta. Aina al-kursiyu al-maksuru? Where is the broken chair? Huwa hunaka. It is hunaka, over there. It is hunaka, over there. I'll read the passage one more time, and again, pay attention to the new rules we've learnt in this lesson. Number one, na'at and man'ut, that they should be the same in three respects. Having al, having the same sign, dhamma, fatha, or kasra, and being both either mudhakkar or mu'annath, male or female. Second, also pay attention to al-ladhi, the one who, and also to inda, meaning over there, or at, or near, or with. Aina al-mudarrisu huwa fil fasli. Wa aina al-mudarrisu al-jadidu huwa inda al-mudiri. Aina al-talibu al-jadidu dhahaba ila al-maktabati. Man dhalika al-rajul al-tawilu al-ladhi kharaja al-ana min al-madrasati. من ذلك الرجل الطويل الذي خرج الآن من المدرسة؟ هو المدير الجديد. هو المدير الجديد. ومن الولد الصغير الذي خرج الآن من الفصل؟ ومن الولد الصغير الذي خرج الآن من الفصل؟ Try to understand this long sentence step by step. وَمَنْ الْوَلَدُ الصَّغِيرُ الَّذِي خَرَجَ الْآنَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ هُوَ إِبْنُ الْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ هُوَ إِبْنُ الْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ لِمَنْ تِلْكَ السَّيَّارَةُ الْجَمِيلَةُ لِمَنْ تِلْكَ السَّيَّارَةُ الْجَمِيلَةُ هِيَ لِلْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ هِيَ لِلْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ أهو للمدرس؟ Try to understand this again. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ أهو للمدرس؟ لا، هو للطالب الجديد. لا، هو للطالب الجديد. أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ هي في الكوب. هي في الكوب. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ هو هناك. هو هناك. Now, you could try pausing this lesson here now and go and read this passage a couple of times yourself and see if you can understand it better as you go with each reading of the passage. And then come back to the tamarin. التمرين الأول, the first تمرين, اقرأ واكتب, read and write. The test here is, if you can read it correctly, it shows that you are understanding the grammar that is behind it. And the main grammar that is in this exercise is the na'at and man'ut, they should be the same in three respects, having alif lam or not having it. Number two, having dhamma, fatha, or kasra at the end, both of them the same. Number three, both of them being mudhakkar or mu'annath, male or female. So pay attention to this rule, and also pay attention to the alladhi and how it what it means, and to inda or any fi'l madi that is there as well. And the old rules that you've done earlier, mudhaf and mudhaf ilayh, and so on. The first sentence, الطبيب الجديد, the new doctor, الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى, is in the hospital. والطبيب القديم, the old doctor, في المستوصف, is in the clinic. المستوصف is a clinic. Difference between مستشفى and مستوصف. مستشفى has inpatients and patients that stay in the hospital. مستوصف is just a clinic that you go and see the doctor, but you don't actually stay in there. الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى والطبيب القديم في المستوصف. The next sentence. القلم المكسور على المكتب. القلم المكسور نعت منعوت. The broken pen على المكتب is on the desk. The next sentence. المروحة الجديدة في الغرفة الكبيرة. المروحة, the fan that gives you the air. المروحة الجديدة, the new fan, في الغرفة الكبيرة, is in the big room. Notice there are two نعت and منعوت in the sentence. المروحة الجديدة, and another نعت and منعوت is الغرفة الكبيرة. Next sentence. اللغة العربية سهلة. The Arabic language is سهلة, easy. Where is the نعت المنعوت in this sentence? اللغة العربية is نعت المنعوت. اللغة العربية سهلة. The next sentence, pay attention to الذي and how it and the meaning that it has and the meaning it adds to the sentence. الولد الطويل الذي خرج من الفصل الآن طالب من الهند. This sentence, it means الولد الطويل, the tall boy, الذي, the one who, خرج من الفصل الآن. خرج, فعل ماضي, meaning he went out, he exited. من الفصل, from the classroom. الآن, now, just now. خرج من الفصل الآن, exited the classroom just now. طالب من الهند, is a student from India. طالبٌ من الهند, is a student from India. So the basic sentence of this is الولد الطويل طالبٌ من الهند. The tall boy is a student from India. الولد الطويل طالبٌ من الهند. Now you add in between an extension to give a bit more information about الولد الطويل, because there may be two, three tall boys around you. And you're saying the one who just went out of the classroom now, he, that tall boy, he is the one who is a student from India. الولد الطويل الذي خرج من الفصل الآن طالب من الهند. Next sentence. أنا في المدرسة الثانوية. أنا في المدرسة الثانوية. I am in المدرسة الثانوية. The secondary school. Al-madrasa, school. Al-thanawiyya, secondary. I am in the secondary school. Ana fi al-madrasati al-thanawiyyati. Dhahaba al-rajulu al-faqiru ila al-waziri. Dhahaba al-rajulu al-faqiru ila al-waziri. Dhahaba means, is fi'l madi, past tense verb, means he went out. After it, here, we find the doer of the action mentioned, al-rajul. So the doer of the action, if it is mentioned after the verb, you put on it a dhamma. The doer of the action, you put on it a dhamma if it is mentioned after the verb. ذَهَبَ الرَّجُلُ. The man went. الفقير is adjective to الرَّجُل. So the adjective should be the same in the sign and in having al and in being male or female. الرَّجُل has dhamma because that is the doer of the action, ذَهَبَ. ذهب الرجل. Therefore, its adjective الفقير should also have ضمّة. So you say ذهب الرجل الفقير. ذهب الرجل الفقير إلى الوزير. إلى حرف الجر. Therefore, the word after will have كسرة. الوزير. The poor man went to the minister. ذهب الرجل الفقير إلى الوزير. The next sentence. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف حامد. Here, jalasa is fi'il madi as well. It's a past tense verb. Jalasa, he sat down. After it, you find talib. So talib is the doer of the action of sitting down. So talib is the one who sat down. So the doer of the action, what do? You put a dhamma at the end of it. Jalasa at-talibu. Al-jadidu is na'at, adjective, of at-talibu. So al-jadidu should take the same sign as at-talibu. Talibu, because it's the doer of the action, has dhamma. Therefore, al-jadidu, which is adjective of talibu, should also have dhamma. Jalasa at-talibu al-jadidu khalfa hamidin. Khalfa hamidin, behind hamid. Khalfa is mudaf, and because it's dharf, meaning behind, it has fatha at the end. Khalfa hamidin. Jalasa at-talibu al-jadidu khalfa hamidin. Next one. As-sikkinu al-kabiru haddun jiddan. As-sikkinu al-kabiru, the big knife. As-sikkinu al-kabiru, the big knife, that's na'at and man'ut. Haddun. Haddun means sharp. As-sikkinu al-kabiru haddun. The big knife is sharp. Jiddan. Jiddan comes after any word to emphasize its meaning by giving the meaning of very. So haddun jiddan means very sharp. Haddun jiddan, very sharp. السكين الكبير حاد جدا. The last sentence in that تمرين, من هذا الولد الصغير. Where is the نعت in here? الولد الصغير is نعت منعوت. So they should both have the same sign. Both should have ال or not have ال, and both should be either مذكر or مؤنث. الولد الصغير. من هذا الولد الصغير. Who is this small boy? هو ابن المدرس الجديد. He is the son of the new teacher. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. ابن المدرس is مضاف مضاف إليه. المدرس is مضاف إليه. Therefore it has كسرة. So any adjective that you form to this مضاف إليه with كسرة, that adjective would also have to have كسرة as well. Therefore المدرس الجديد. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. He is the son of the new teacher. The new teacher. Let's move on to the last تمرين. Sorry, it's actually the second last تمرين. Let's move on to تمرين الثاني. And that asks you to do the following. املأ. املأ is again فعل أمر. املأ is فعل أمر, meaning to fill in. في الفراغ, in the blank. فيما يلي, in that which follows. بالنعت, with a نعت, an adjective. الذي بين قوسين, that is the one which is بين, in between. قوسين, the two brackets. بعد تحليته بألف لام, عند اللزوم. After putting ألف لام, whenever necessary. So you make a نعت with the word that is between the brackets whenever that is needed. When would it be needed? You would need to put alif lam on the adjective if the man'ut, the word it is describing, also has alif lam. So let's have a look at this exercise. And wherever you see the man'ut with alif lam, you put the alif lam on the na'at. But if the man'ut has no alif lam, so the na'at also has no alif lam. See if you can understand these meanings yourself. And we've done a lot like these already. First one. أين المدرس الجديد؟ أين المدرس الجديد؟ Second, التاجر الكبير في السوق. التاجر الكبير في السوق. Attempt this exercise yourself first and then check with this to see how you go. التاجر الكبير في السوق. The big businessman is in the market. أنا طالب قديم. I am an old student. جلس الطالب. جلس is فعل ماضي. So the person who comes after it is the one who did the action of sitting down. جلس. So therefore the doer of the action will have dhamma. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف محمد. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف محمد. The new student sat behind Muhammad. من الولد الطويل؟ Who is the tall boy? من الولد الطويل؟ Who is the tall boy? الذي خرج الآن من الفصل. The one who just exited from the classroom. من الولد الطويل الذي خرج الآن من الفصل؟ عمار ولد قصير. عمار ولد قصير. عمار is a small boy. ولد has no L, therefore the adjective قصير short will have no L. عمار ولد قصير. عمار is a short boy. Likewise, the next one, no L. فيصل طبيب شهير. فيصل is a famous doctor. لمن, to whom belongs هذا السرير المكسور, this broken bed. لمن هذا السرير المكسور. Next one, هذا قلم مكسور. هذا قلم مكسور. Next one, أين السكين الحاد؟ أين السكين الحاد؟ Where is the sharp knife? لمن هذه السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن هذه السيارة الجميلة؟ To whom belongs this beautiful car? Now for the following, for the last exercise of this lesson, it says اقرأ, meaning read, and it makes you go through examples using الذي. Notice that الذي comes to add, so to speak, in between brackets, some extra information about whatever is mentioned just before it. And if you remove the in between brackets part, then the sentence would still be complete. Notice that in each of the following sentences. الطالب من إندونيسيا. الطالب من إندونيسيا. The student is from Indonesia. That is sufficient, but we give extra information about الطالب. We say الطالب الذي خرج من الفصل الآن من إندونيسيا. The student, the one who just went out of the classroom, is from Indonesia. The next sentence, الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. The book, the one which is on the desk, belongs to the teacher or is for the teacher. You could just make the sentence short and say, الكتاب للمدرس. But you give a bit more information about the book because there could be so many books there, and you say the one that's on the desk. الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. The next sentence, لمن هذا القلم الجميل؟ لمن هذا القلم الجميل الذي على المكتب؟ الذي على المكتب, the one on the desk. لمن هذا القلم الجميل, to whom belongs this beautiful pen? Which beautiful pen? الذي على المكتب, the one that's on the desk. The next sentence, البيت الكبير, the big house, للوزير, belongs to the minister. البيت الكبير للوزير. The big house belongs to the minister. It may be that you're on a street which has a number of big houses. One belongs to the minister, another one to the prime minister, another one to the president, and so on. So you specify which one you're talking about. البيت الكبير الذي في ذلك الشارع للوزير. The big house that is in that street belongs to the wazir, whereas the one في هذا الشارع, in this street, may belong to someone else. So you say البيت الكبير الذي في ذلك الشارع للوزير. The last sentence, السرير الذي في غرفة خالد مكسور. The bed, the one which is in the room of Khalid, is broken. Notice in the sentence, غرفة خالد مضاف مضاف إليه. غرفة خالد مضاف مضاف إليه. You have the حرف الجر في before غرفة, so غرفة has a كسرة. في غرفة خالد. الذي في غرفة خالد, the one which is in the room of خالد. السرير, the bed, الذي في غرفة خالد, the one which is in the room of خالد, مكسور, is broken. So the original small sentence is As-sariru maksurun, the bed is broken. But which bed? There may be a number of bed in the house. So you specify and you say the one which is in the room of Khalid, Alladhi fi ghurfati Khalidin. That one is maksurun. As-sariru alladhi fi ghurfati Khalidin maksurun. And right at the end it points out if you're saying baytun jadidun, baytun is called man'ut, the word that is being described. Jadidun, the adjective in Arabic, is called na'atun. Na'at and man'ut, that was the main rule in this lesson. It's been a very big lesson and I would recommend you to go back over the lesson and try doing it yourself. And if you do get stuck at any particular exercise, you can go back and listen to the recording. Otherwise, this lesson is a very important lesson, although it is still quite an easy lesson, but a long but important lesson with adjectives. Try doing that a number of times yourself, and also get used to using the word alladhi, because later on you will see some extensions of this word as well. Now, get used to the basics that I introduced in this lesson, and as I said, these are important basics, easy ones, but important ones, and if you get used to it and make your own sentences, it will become easier later on in other sentences when you add on to it. And in the end, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa lillahi alhamd, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah.